Good morning. Why don't you stand your feet as we praise the Lord? Y'all good? You good? Come on, clap your hands.
Against us can contain your love, alive.
Lord, you're magnificent. Lord, you are amazing. You are the righteous one. You're the holy one. And Lord, you are the faithful one. Even when we're faithless, he remains faithful because he can't trip because we do. Lord, thank you that you are steady, that we can depend on your promise. Let's think of his promises, y'all. Bible says God is not a man that he would lie, nor the son of man that he would change his mind. He does not speak without acting, nor promise without fulfilling. God is a sure thing. Thank you.
my anchor to the ground, my hope and firm foundation. Put my faith in Jesus, my anchor to the ground, my hope and firm foundation. He'll never let me down. He'll never let me down.
Yes, Lord, you are a sure thing. Papa, we celebrate you. We thank you. We magnify your name. Lord, yes, the lyric is right. Your history can prove that there's nothing you can't do. You can do all things. Do anything. And Lord, I pray that you would be enlarged in our vision, that we would see you as the God that does the impossible, the God of miracles, the God who makes ways out of no ways, the God who brings down mountains and raises up valleys and causes crooked places to be made straight. God, may you enlarge our vision of you, that we may see you as you are. Even as we get ready to bring our gifts, God, may we see you as the miracle worker with what we have to offer. You took 5 loaves and 2 fish and you fed thousands. God, take our offering and feed thousands. We give you praise for this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you have a seat?
Good morning. Some of you are panicking right now because you think we're only going to do 2 songs, but we're not. We're going to do some more singing here in a little bit, but things are going to be quite different this morning. We have some babies to dedicate. Woo-woo, yeah, it's going to be awesome. Oh, sorry, I'm trying to break this habit. We have some children to dedicate. They're not all babies. Even my little Lydia keeps correcting me. Not a baby. Anyway, and we have some people that have decided to take a step of faith and be baptized this morning, so we're going to do that as well. It's going to be awesome. So before we do that, I would like to introduce you to a friend of mine. I am excited to give Russell a chance for you guys to get to know him. But as many of you know, Matt Mancinelli has moved into a new job with Woodside. And we wish him the best and pray for him often. And Matt has done a great job in his tenure of helping us to take SOAR to a new level. But we have recently had a chance to hire Russell Harris. So would you welcome Russell to the stage? So Russell has served as a high school principal here in the city of Detroit. He served with Boys and Girls Club. He was All-American for 3 years in track and field and apparently weightlifting. I feel really puny when I'm up here with him. Next time I'll pump up a little bit before we start. But I wanted to give him a chance just for you to get to know him. So that you recognize the face. He'll be around here. As you know, we have a pretty strategic partnership with SOAR Detroit. So, Russell, why don't we just start with you letting everybody know, what is SOAR Detroit? What do we do? Tell us a little bit about the organization and maybe introduce your beautiful family, too.
Sure. Good morning, everyone. I'd just like to introduce really quick my wife and my daughter, Kendall. She's 4 months. She's sleeping. But they're here with me today.
Isn't it great? Babies can sleep through anything.
Yeah,
even Norflet singing. Like, that's awesome.
So beautiful praise and worship. I mean, it's not like I didn't do it earlier today, but it gets me every time. I love this church already. I've only been here for a few hours. But real quick, SOAR Detroit. So we exist to be able to provide youth quality access to education. What that means is we provide literacy tutoring to young people so that they can become more proficient in their reading. Statistics show that students who are able to read before third grade are more likely to be successful after high school. There are even statistics that show kids are less likely to become incarcerated or have a premarital child if they can read before third grade. So we're really targeting young people who are third grade and younger. Data also shows that kids are reading, learning to read to third grade, and then after third grade, they're reading to learn, right? So we're really focusing on helping our third graders get to grade level.
And we have a sports program. Don't forget the sports program.
Yeah, I can't
forget. Where it all started.
Yeah, so we started.
Nate's not here now, so you're not going to be in as much trouble that I remind you.
Give me. So we started, obviously, in 1999 with Eagle Sports. And just to highlight some of the phenomenal work that Nate is doing, in the middle of a pandemic, we've launched a flag football program where we've had over 200 young men participating. We have a soccer program where we have over 200 young people participating as well. So our sports program is doing really well. We're getting ready to launch our baseball program here actually this week.
So we'll have T-ball all the way through age 14, I think, in the baseball program. So.
Correct.
All right, so that's who we are. Why don't you just share? You're still fairly new. I also came out at the beginning of January, but tell them what you're most excited about.
Yes, so I'm most excited. God has really blessed us with the opportunity to just increase the number of students we serve. So this upcoming year and even this summer will be the district. DPSCD asked us to come into their schools and pretty much opened the floodgates and said we can be at any elementary school we want.
So miss that, what he just said. The school, DPS has said, you guys can be in any school you want to. That's like the door is wide open for us.
Wide open. They've even given us an hour throughout their day. It's an intervention hour where students will have specific targeted tutoring, intervention, literacy training for an hour during the summer and during the school year. So I'm excited about where we're going. We're getting ready to expand the amount of students and schools that we're in. So currently we're in 8 schools. We're planning on being in up to 15 schools and some community-based sites next year as well.
That's awesome.
Super excited, super excited.
Yeah,
God's good.
So all of that is done virtually now. So if you can give an hour, you can mentor a child, and you can do it from your home. You can do it from your office cubicle. You can do it not from your car. Almost any other place, but you can sign up. It used to be done face-to-face, but with the pandemic, we've discovered that we can do it online. And so we have been doing it online, and we've had great success. The numbers have stayed consistent. So if you can spare an hour, I know that Russell would love to have you sign up for that. So Russell and Lakeisha are going to come up near the end of the service and share a little bit more with us, but let's thank Russell for coming up. All right. I've been looking forward to this. It was a lot of fun to do this in the first service, but we're going to do it again in the second service. So if I could get all the families to bring their little and big children up, we're going to do a baby dedication here. Awesome. Today's celebration day. Come on, you can clap a little or something. Let's come forward just a little bit so you're in the light. There you go. Just a little bit further forward so we're all in the light. I know there's one family missing. There they are. Keep coming. Maybe squeeze in just a little tighter if we can. Can you guys come down this way? We'll get everybody in that way. All right. Good looking crew. Don't they look great? Yeah. You can come on up, Meg. So this morning I had an opportunity to get here real early, and I sat in my office, and Lakeisha had given me a list of names, and so I just prayed over each name, and I asked the Lord to give me a passage of scripture or a word for your children. So what we're going to do is we are going to let one person in the family introduce who's with you and who we're dedicating, and we could start at the end. I'm not sure what Lakeisha's doing, but she's confusing me a little. She's confusing herself, she says. So once you introduce, then Meg is going to anoint the baby with oil, and then I am going to pray over each of the children. When we're done with that, then we're just going to do a little bit of something together, if that makes sense. Okay, so you want to start?
Good morning. I'm Anne Marie. This is my husband, Matt, our beautiful daughter, Lila. Godparents for Miss Millie Dean. Here are my beautiful friend, Ashley, and Uncle Nick. So we're excited to be here.
All right. Millie Dean, what a great name.
It looks like it's poking her eye.
Oh, sorry, that wasn't very nice of me. You were happy. I should know better.
She's a good one.
She is a good one. Lord, thank you so much for Millie Dean. I pray that you would always keep her in your word, that you would bless her heart, that she would truly love you with all of her heart, with all of her soul, with all of her mind, and that she would lead others to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Awesome.
I'm Matthew Bonventry. This is my wife, Siobhan, our daughter, Charlotte, and today we are dedicating our son, Ferris.
Hey, Ferris. How are you? You don't want to be up here? Hey, I just want to say I really enjoyed watching you worship this morning.
Oh,
it was beautiful. Lord, thank you so much for Ferris. Thank you for his name. As I just read his name this morning, I just thought about being strong and courageous in all that he does. Lord, I just pray that he would know you, that he would know that the Lord God is with him, and that he would just be strong and courageous. In Jesus' name, amen. Sorry, buddy. This is intimidating. I feel like that almost every Sunday.
Good morning. I'm Marcia Gregory. And this is my husband, Gary Gregory, and our son, Jackson James Gregory.
Jackson James. Lord, thank you for Jackson. I just pray that he would grow up righteous in all of his deeds, that he would be bold as a lion, yet completely humble. Lord, I just pray that people would come to faith because of Jackson's commitment to living with you. Bless you, Jackson.
Hi, I'm Corinne, and this is my husband, Villerson. We have our four-year-old, Chilo. She's already been dedicated, but we're dedicating Sofiana, who's 3 months old, and Simone, who's 2 years old.
Hmm. So pretty. I love the flower. Wow. She made a funny face. She went... Maggie, you want to put your hand on her? Lord, thank you for Sofiana. Thank you for Simone. And I pray that these two would have a strong and uncommon spiritual bond with one another. I pray that they would encourage one another, that they would spur one another on to walk faithfully with you. May they be one another's greatest champions. Bless you. Bless you. And bless you. She's working on her spelling. Good morning.
My name is Tamika Dixon. I'm the proud grandmother of this little fella here.
Great.
This is my son, James, the father, and my daughter-in-law, his mother, Jessica.
That's right. And who is it that we're dedicating?
Joshua.
Joshua. Joshua Lee Wright. Okay. Let me give that to you.
Yeah, I'm Shiloh.
I know. You're awesome. You're a big boy. Yes. Mom says yes. Lord, thank you for Joshua. I just pray that like Joshua in the Old Testament, that he would be a great warrior for God, that he would know in every moment of his life that God is with him and that God is for him. Lord, I pray that you would infuse him with great strength and great courage. In Jesus' name, bless you. I've met this one.
I'm Robbie, and this is Rachel. We have Caitlin, Clyde, Lydia, and we are dedicating Grant.
Grant. This is my grandbaby, by the way. Lord, thank you so much for Grant. I pray this morning that you would just give him a great confidence in you. I pray that like his mom and dad, he would have a great desire to follow you wherever it takes him, that he would have a spirit of adventure, and that he would leave a kingdom impact wherever he goes. Fill him with your spirit. In Jesus' name. Bless you, Grant. So fun. So, parents, if it is your desire to present your children to the Lord today and to bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord, then I just ask that you would affirm the following statements with a "we will" phrase. So, recognizing that your baby is a gift from God and it's your desire to dedicate your child to the Lord, do you commit to raising your child in the Christian faith? Will you model a life of faith in Jesus, seeking after him in your own life?
We will.
Will you commit to praying for and praying with your child?
We will.
Will you do all you can to direct your child towards a personal relationship with Jesus Christ as a Savior? Amen. I want you guys to stand for a moment. This is a chance for us to dedicate the parents, dedicate the children, but also for us to make a commitment to helping to bring the children up in the Lord. So if you would affirm this with me, will you just say, we are committed to raising this family and to bring them up in the way of the Lord and stand beside him. Will we do that, church?
Yes.
All right, let's pray. Lord, thank you for this family. Thank you for each one of these families. Thank you for just the gift that children are. How do you use our children to grow us in the Lord and just give us this privilege of helping to grow them? I pray that each person standing here would recognize the responsibility they have to walk faithfully with you and be a person who models faith to their children. Lord, may they know that the greatest gift that they can give their child is to be a growing person, to grow spiritually, to grow more and more like your son Jesus. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. Thank you, everybody. Bless you. So fun. So we are going to move to just a little bit of time of baptism. We are in this series that we have called We Are, where we are just taking a little bit of time to talk about who we are as a church, what do we believe as a church, what makes grace, grace, what makes us unique, what do we believe, how do we practice our faith. And so one of the things we've thought about is what do we teach when we do a new member class, something we haven't been able to do through this pandemic season. But one of the things we always talk about in new member class is baptism. We always ask people, what do you want to know? People have lots of questions about baptism. Why do you do baptism the way do you do it? What does baptism really mean? What's going on when someone gets baptized? So we're going to talk about that for just a minute. But why do we do baptism the way we do? What we do here at Grace is what you call a believer's baptism. In other words, when someone makes a profession of faith and decides that they want to follow Jesus, the next obedient step for them is to get baptized as a way of affirming that decision that they have made to follow Jesus. It's a believer's baptism. And we do it because it's what we see Jesus doing. We do it to follow Christ's example. Jesus was dedicated as a baby, right, in the temple. We see that in scriptures. But when he became an adult, he went to the Jordan River and he was baptized. He made a decision as a person who could decide to do that. And we follow in his footsteps in what we call a believer's baptism. But we also participate in the baptism tradition because it's scriptural, because we are commanded to do so. So many of you know the great commandment that we find in Matthew 28, right? It says to go, therefore, and to all make disciples of all nations, teaching them and baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we do it because it follows Christ's example. We do it because it's a command. We want to follow the commands of Christ. But we also do it because we see this is the way the first early church did it. We follow Christ's followers. So if you were to go back and read through the story of Acts, you would see that there are these moments in time where someone professes Christ, and then after that, them or their families are baptized. So there's a story about Philip. Maybe you remember it, but Philip is traveling, and there's an Ethiopian sitting in his carriage reading the Old Testament, and he's trying to understand, what does all this mean? And God tells Philip, go and explain it to him. When he shows up, he explains it to him, and the Ethiopian decides to give his life to Christ, right? He decides that he's going to be a follower of Christ. And then if you read that story, something really fascinating happens. They're traveling along, and they see a lake, and the Ethiopian says, look, there's water. Can I be baptized now? There is this, I decided to follow Jesus, and then I decided to get baptized. Or if you look at the story of Paul and Silas when they were in prison, you remember this story, and the earth shook, and the jailer was going to kill himself, but they said, no, don't kill yourself, we're still here. And then they led the jailer to Christ, and it said they went to his home, and they talked to his family, and all of his family became followers of Christ. And then what does it say? It says, and they were baptized. So we practice this because we see it in the early church. We practice it because it's commanded to us, and we practice it because it's what Jesus did. So that's what baptism is all about here. And here's a couple things I want you to know. The second question people ask is, what's going on? What is baptism really about? And here's what I would tell you. It is an outward expression of an inward decision, right? We already talked about it. You have already decided that you're going to follow Christ. You have put your faith in Jesus. That is the saving work. But now you want to express that to everyone in this room, to your family. Some of your family are actually going to be in the tank with you, baptizing you. It's an outward expression of this inward decision that you have made. It is not a saving work. That's important for you to hear. Baptism doesn't save you. It's an expression of what Christ has already done. We are saved through faith, not by works, so that no one can boast. But there is something spiritual that takes place in that tank. And I got to tell you, I don't really understand all that, but I know this is a spiritual experience. I know that you will experience the Holy Spirit as you go through this beautiful tradition that we have. It's a spiritual experience, but it's not a saving experience, and that's important for you to hear. So we do it as an outward expression of an inward decision, and it's an opportunity to identify with Jesus. What's our mission statement here at Grace?
We're a mosaic striving to live like Jesus.
We are a mosaic striving to live like Jesus. Jesus was baptized, and so we follow in his footsteps. And we too, after we make a decision to be a follower of Christ, make that decision to go into the tank and to be baptized as well. It's also an opportunity to identify with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. There is something symbolic about that, going under and coming out and to be walking in new life. Okay, before we get started, I want to talk to those of you who are being baptized this morning. So, first thing I want to just say to you is, well done. Thank you for doing this. I know that Jesus, that God is well pleased with you. As I prayed this morning for you, I just had this sense that what I really want for you is, as you come up out of the water, I would love for you to hear your Heavenly Father say, this is my son, this is my daughter, in whom I am well pleased, because he is pleased with you. He's pleased with your courage, he's pleased with your act of obedience, and he's pleased that you are willing to jump in the tank and do this. The second thing I want to say to you is, be on guard. You have decided to take an act of faith. You have decided to proclaim before all these people that you are going to walk with Jesus. That means that somebody doesn't want you to succeed in that. We all have an enemy, right? And your enemy wants to trip you up. So it could be, as you leave this room, it could be in the week ahead and in the few weeks ahead that you run into some difficulties. And I just want you to tell you that that's normal. And that you just need to lean into Jesus, because you have everything you need for life and godliness. You have everything you need to walk faithfully with Jesus. But don't be surprised if there's some struggles along the way, right? Okay, so we're going to do some baptism. So if the first group of people want to get ready and come up, I'm going to get a mic for you. Here's the way it's going to work. We're going to hear from a few people. Then they're going to go around and they're going to get baptized. While they're getting baptized, we are going to sing and we are going to applaud and we are going to have a party, because baptism is awesome. All right, I'm going to get a mic, and we are going to hear from our friends.
never thought I'd be in the spotlight, but I'm in the spotlight for Jesus today. My name is Audrey Hawkins, and I've always known about Jesus, but there's a big difference in knowing about Jesus and knowing Jesus. I am getting baptized today because I know that I am worthy and that all of my past deeds, and there were many and they weren't good, they're forgiven. And I want to thank my family. I want to thank Miss Galloway, who's in heaven, and I know she's with me right now. And I also want to thank the parents. I teach Sunday school, and I thank you for letting me work with your children, because they too helped me feel worthy. I thank all of you at Grace, and most importantly, I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for everything.
Everybody. My name is Dante McClain. I started following Jesus when I was about 11 and 12 years old. I've always been in the Bible. I love learning and reading God's word. I'm being baptized today because I've committed my life to Jesus. I want to thank God, Grace Church, and my mother and father for leading me on the right path.
My name is Tiffany Childs. I have been following Jesus since I was 7 years old. I want to be baptized because I want to know Jesus better and walk by faith and not by sight. Sorry, I'm nervous. I want to thank my God, my mom, and dad, and Gina for leading me in the right path. And this is my son, Gabriel.
Step right up close, Gabriel.
I'm Gabriel, and I started to follow Jesus when I was 6 years old so I could be closer to him and so that I know that he'll love me. And I want to get baptized because I want to show him that I actually care and show his love and that I want to be by him. I want to say thank you to all my family and all my friends because they were always there for me when I needed them the most.
Show me. There is no one like you. Good morning. My name is Gina Guy. I've been going to church my whole life and was close to Jesus when I was younger. I've backslid through the years, but I've been a true follower of Christ wholeheartedly the last 10 years or so. I was baptized when I was young, but like I said, I have backslid, but Christ has always been there during the most difficult times in my life. I now just want to show that I've rededicated my life to Him fully. I'd like to thank my husband for being an example of God's love and grace. My dad, who has always shared the gospel with me and has been such a testimony in my life. And also my friend Tiffany, who has been my sister in Christ since we were kids.
My name is Lillian Guy. I became a follower of Jesus at 10 years old, and I want to get baptized to show that I'm a child of God. I'd like to thank my mom and dad for always taking me to church.
I'm Adriana Guy. I became a follower of Jesus when I was 6 years old. I want to be baptized because I want to give my life to Jesus and follow Him my whole life. I'd like to thank my mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, and most importantly, Jesus.
My name is Emma Turner. I've followed Jesus since I was 8 years old. I want to be baptized because I feel that this year I've become much closer to God in all that He has done for my life. I want to give Him all of my love and dedicate myself to Him and follow His teachings. I would like to thank my mom and dad, my siblings, Julie O'Halla, Allison and Joanne, Andrew Green, Grace Church, and God. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Benjamin Rickerman. I've known Jesus all my life, but I really started to take following him seriously when I started going to 45 degrees because the leaders pushed me to be better, and I was following their example of walking with God. My journey with God has gotten really strong, and I feel like he is calling me to be baptized and spread his word. I want to get closer to him and help others get closer to him. I would like to thank my small group leaders, Scotty Reynolds, Julian McRae, also Kevin Dupree, my parents, and God for helping me and making me a better person, for always pushing me and helping me to do and be my best.
Hello, Grace. My name is Julia O'Hala. I grew up in the church my whole life. I knew about God, but I did not fully know him. I believe that this year is when I truly began to understand the true meaning of the gospel. I want to be baptized because I have finally reached the point in my life where I realize that I cannot earn God's love no matter how hard I try. And although I grew up knowing that, I have now lived it out. I've tried to earn love all my life and of course failed. No one can earn the love of God, and that's why he sent his son Jesus to die for me. He gives his love freely, and even though I fall short, he loves me beyond what I can imagine. And because of this, I am ready to fully surrender my life to God and be baptized into the body of Christ. I will no longer be a citizen of this world, but I will be a citizen of heaven. I would like to thank Allie Turner, who has been my mentor for me and one of my greatest examples of Christian womanhood. I would also like to thank my father, Tim O'Hala, who has been my biggest role model, showing me that even though I struggle, God is a good father, and he has a plan, and his mercies are new each morning.
I will praise, breathe, call these bones.
gifts. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus.
Jesus.
You silence me. Come on. Jesus. You make the darkness tremble. Your silence fear. His name never gets old. His name never becomes cliche. Jesus, Jesus. We thank you for that great name. The creation has to stop in its track when we say the name of Jesus. The demons have to stop in their tracks when we call on the name of Jesus. Sickness has to flee when we call on the name of Jesus. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we laud you. Jesus, we celebrate you. Jesus, we lift you high. And may every anxiety, every fear be pushed back in your name. In your name, as we have faith in your name, God, make us strong. Strengthen us, encourage us in your name. Hallelujah. God, we praise you. You're so good to us. So kind, so kind, so kind, so kind, so kind, so kind to us. And we just love you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, for the life of Jesus, for the death of Jesus, and for the resurrection of Jesus, and for the ascension of Jesus, and for the intercession of Jesus. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise and have a seat, because I think we got a video. Amen. Just sit down. We got one more video for you.
Hi, Grace fam. I'm Earl Mueller. I'm the facilities director here at Grace. Coming up on June 6th, we have our planting day. Our planting day consists of planting flowers and laying out mulch, pulling a couple weeds if we have to. I really could use some help, really could use your help. Would love to see you there. It's a Sunday, so after first service, if you can come out, or if you come to second service, you can come out after second service. Plant some flowers, lay some mulch, have some fun, maybe even have some pizza and fellowship with your brothers and sisters. Would love to see you there.
Hi, I'm Paula Smith, and I want to invite you to come and join us on Saturday, June 19th, for the Walk, Run, and Roll 5K. This is in honor of our very own Elizabeth Sheeran and for the C.S. Mott Children's Palliative Care Unit. So go to gracewire.com/events and join Team Grace today.
Hey, this week we are starting a new series with our young adults. It's a video-driven Bible study called Christian Sexuality. And we'll be looking at what the Bible has to say about our sexuality as Christians. And we'll be looking at it with truth and compassion. And so if you are a young adult, age 18 to 30, join us at 7 o'clock on Monday in the cafe, and we'll have a great discussion.
Here we go now.
There we go. Hey, everybody, how are you doing? That was an amazing video, right? And we just had an amazing day with all the baptisms and all the child dedication. It's just been awesome. Let's give God a praise offering again. I'm Lakeisha Patton. I'm the Children's Director here at Grace. And Russell?
Hey, everybody, again, Russell Harris, Shore Detroit.
And from that video, you can see Spring Hill Day Camp is coming to Grace, and it is so exciting. The kids have a lot of fun, and we are so thankful that we're able to do this again. It's going to be August 9th through the 13th, and we need your involvement. And there are a couple of ways that we want to share with you that you can get involved. And one way is to be a host home. So our counselors that come, they come from all over the state of Michigan. Some of them come outside of the state of Michigan, and they travel each week to a different campsite, and they need a place to stay. So when they come to us, we are in need of like 9 host homes. So if you're interested in hosting a counselor or a leader at our camp, you can go to gracewired.com/springhill. You can click on the Get Involved button, or you can contact me at lpatton@gracewired.com, and I'll be able to assist you with that. Russell, can you share another way they can get involved?
Sure. So Sword Detroit, we've partnered with Spring Hill Camp to be able to offer all of our students scholarships. But the thing is, we can only offer so many scholarships, so we've created a fund so that we can raise money to be able to offer the Spring Hill Camp to anyone who applies. What that means is we need to raise about $4,000. $4,000 is 200 people giving 20 bucks. So what we'd like for you all to do is support us by go ahead and take out your phone and check out Venmo. You can give actually in multiple ways. So Venmo, we take cash, we take check. Whatever is easiest, we'll make it work. But we really want to be able to give our students an opportunity to attend camp. Thanks.
Yeah, and just sharing that, just when we are able to do that, families are just so excited. Like when I get a phone call and we're able to provide a full scholarship or assistance, it's just a blessing. It's another way that we can just be generous to our community and to our kids here at Grace and in the community at large. So please take time, $20. 200 people, that's $4,000 that we can do today. Amen? All right, Doug is going to come up and close us out.
He didn't think my Bitcoin thing was very funny? So we want 200 people, $20, or one Bitcoin. If you want to stop back there and drop it off. I don't even know what a Bitcoin is. But if you have one on you, drop it off, because we need it. Now, we would love for you to participate in that. Also, don't miss what Lakeisha said. Opening your home, it's a great way to serve. They're basically going to be here all day. It's a place for them to sleep, maybe have a bite to eat somewhere along the way, but you're just really offering a nice warm place for the kids, for the young people who are helping with the camp to do that. So thank you for being here this morning. Thank you for participating. If you have felt the nudge as we have gone through this to be baptized yourself, I just encourage you to stop at the information counter and let them know that you would like to do that next time we have a baptism service. And then you can be a part of it. If you have a child that you want to dedicate, you can also just stop there and just tell them, and then we'll get you all the information for the next time we do a child dedication service. Thank you for being a part of this and celebrating with us. God bless you. Have a great Sunday afternoon.
Spoke a word, you were singing over me. You've been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You've been so, so kind to me.